Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So Erin, are you very good on boats? Are you the kind of person who would get seasick easily, or?
Generally I am okay. There have been some times where I've been on a boat in very rough waters, I have been seasick.
Okay.
But normally if it's just a normal day on a boat and I would only travel on a boat if it was a normal day, really.
Okay.
But the time I was on a boat, I was going to an island.
Not Green Island.
No.
I've heard that's like a super rough, like no matter how good you are on boats,
it's not
great. It'll still get you.
It's not great. I was seasick on a boat to Penghu, the Penghu Islands once, but I was okay on the Green Island boat, but it's still a bit... kind of touching.
Yeah, I think I don't recall ever getting seasick, but from what I've heard, that Green Island ferry crossing, like, you can be like a hardened sailor.
Yeah.
And you will still throw up.
I think the problem is that once one person gets going, you're in a very closed area.
I see.
And then it sort of just kind of becomes a big problem.
Oh, so it's like yawning. If someone yawns, you yawn. Yeah. So if someone, you know, has a bit of a...
an upset tummy.
An upset tummy on a boat. Okay.
You get an upset tummy too.
Okay. Now, the reason we've just been talking about boats is this article is all about people who work on boats, but these people have a very specific job.
Yes, it's a very important job and it's a very difficult job. So we're going to find out what it is right now.
Reading. Maritime pilots, making the sea safer for ships. When you hear the word pilot, you might automatically think of airplanes. Some pilots work on ships, however. A maritime pilot guides ships through dangerous or busy waters or in and out of a city's port. It's one of the most important and most difficult jobs in the shipping industry. For this reason, becoming one takes years of training and experience. Pilots must know how to operate every kind of ship, especially giant cargo ships. Additionally, they need extensive knowledge of the waters they're navigating. They must be in the know about how shallow waters, rocky areas, wind, and tides will affect ships. As pilots work closely with ship captains, it's important for them to have excellent communication skills. A maritime pilot's mistakes can have huge environmental and economic costs. Boarding a ship in rough seas and other dangerous conditions brings risks too. Therefore, there are only a few people in the world qualified to be maritime pilots. In fact, Taiwan itself only has roughly 100 pilots. Think about the amazing job maritime pilots do the next time you visit a port city.
So the article begins by saying, when you hear the word pilot, you might automatically think of airplanes.
Yeah.
Makes sense, right? You know, pilot, airplane, sky captain guy.
Mm.
So a pilot, this is usually... and that's right, it's usually a person who flies a plane by operating the controls.
Mm-hmm.
Or there is a different kind of pilot who, as we'll find out, brings ships safely into the harbours.
Mm.
Okay, so for the first example, we could say the pilot asks passengers to remain seated and keep their seatbelts fastened.
Mm-hmm.
For the second kind of pilot, we could say the pilot went aboard the big ship and helped it into the harbour.
That's right.
So, but yeah, if someone says pilot, I will automatically just assume it's the guy at the front of the plane flying it.
Right. In fact, I actually, in my 35 years, have never even heard of a pilot for a ship.
Okay, I had.
So,
I would give myself that.
All right, so I don't feel too bad about automatically thinking of an airplane pilot. Now, automatically is an adverb, and when you do something automatically, you do it without thinking about it first. It's often used in your reactions to something else. For example, the first reaction, or automatic reaction you might have to hearing the word pilot is airplane.
Right. Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, here's another example. Gina is the smartest student in the class, so she automatically raises her hand when the teacher asks a question.
Even if she doesn't know the answer?
I think she does.
She'll probably figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you say, hear pilot, and you think of airplanes. Mm-hmm. And when we use this phrase, think of, this kind of means you use your mind to decide something, you mm-hmm. come up with an opinion, you imagine something. Often we kind of have a little picture in our mind.
Right.
And we often do that automatically. It's mm-hmm. just the connections in our brain form. We go pilot, and the little brain computer just pulls up the picture of a guy on an airplane. You think, oh, airplanes, the guy, they've got the hat, they've got the jacket, you know, okay. Pilot says, everybody sit down, please, and so on. Here's another way we could say that. Neil is thinking of some Christmas gift ideas for his parents.
Mm.
Now, that one's thinking of something in a more, you're trying to think of something.
Right.
So you can think of something automatically, or you can try to think of something.
Yeah.
Just trying to come up with an idea.
Okay, so we, like you said, not all pilots work on airplanes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Some pilots work on ships, however.
Okay, so, yeah, they work on ships. We've got these people, mm-hmm. And we did sort of see a little about it there in the example sentence. They get ships into their harbors.
Yeah, so they're actually, they've got a special name. They're mm-hmm. called maritime pilots. And the article tells us about them here. It says, a maritime pilot guides ships through dangerous or busy waters or in and out of a city's port. We call the pilots maritime pilots. This adjective, maritime, refers to things that are related to the sea. It can also describe something that's near the sea. Here are a couple of examples. The Titanic sinking was a maritime disaster. That's a disaster that happens at sea. We can also call the provinces in Canada that are next to the ocean maritime provinces. In fact, I'm from some maritime provinces in Canada.
Okay, so mm-hmm. you're from the Maritimes,
I am,
as I believe they're called.
And we actually call ourselves Maritimers.
Okay, which mm-hmm. one are you from?
I'm from New Brunswick,
okay,
but I lived in Nova Scotia.
Right.
Right.
Is the Newfoundland Labrador, is that also Maritimes? Or?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think everybody would say that, but it is very, it is next,
it's next
to, the,
to
sea.
The sea.
It's an island, so.
Okay, yeah. There we go. So maritime pilots, they get mm-hmm. people into the harbors, which is where the ships need to come in and out of when they want to get to land.
Mm-hmm.
And we also see from the article, it's one of the most important
mm-hmm.
and most difficult jobs in the shipping industry.
Right.
So that there's a lot of jobs in the shipping industry. You could mm-hmm. be on the docks working with the cargo. You could be on the ships as a
right.
sailor.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be working with just the computers that organize it all.
Right.
But this job is not only really hard, it's mm-hmm. also very important.
That's right. Because a lot of times the ports in different cities are very different from each other.
Sure.
And the ship captains might not be from the area,
mm-hmm.
so they don't know what the area or the harbor is like.
Ah.
So maritime pilots, they always live in the city where the port is.
Okay.
They don't travel around. And they know it so well
mm-hmm.
that, like, they are needed to go on the boats
okay.
and sort of navigate
and
these
And they'll
harbors.
Go on, like, every boat, every
right.
ship that comes in to make
right.
sure they get in safely.
Yeah, so they're very local to the city. So if we continue on in the article, it says, for this reason, becoming one takes years of training and experience. So for
oh,
this
yeah.
reason, that means because it's so important and difficult, it takes years of work and experience
yeah,
and training.
You've got to know everything about that
right.
port and harbor. You've just
yeah.
got to be able to see it in your sleep.
In fact, most pilots are retired ship captains.
There we
mm-hmm.
go. Another thing we have that these maritime pilots have to learn, we see in the article, pilots must know how to operate every kind of ship,
mm-hmm.
especially giant cargo ships.
Those are the hardest
so
ones.
They need to be able to know how to work and how to move and how to sail all of these different types.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a cargo ship, cargo is the stuff you put on a ship or a plane to be transported to another harbor or airport. And a cargo ship is usually very big and is designed to carry lots of cargo, not passengers. Mm-hmm. And they often have these really big shipping containers on the ship, these big metal things that carry like five cars in each one and so on, and you move them around. Now, we can also call cargo ships container ships, and we can call them freighters.
That's
another way, F-R-E-I-G-H-T-E-R, freighter.
A bit of an interesting spelling there, kind of like eight with an F-R at the front.
A bit like that, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so they need to know all of these different ships, from small sailboats to big ones. They need to know how to use them or pilot them. Mm-hmm. That's not all, though. Here it says, additionally, they need extensive knowledge of the waters they're navigating. Now, this kind of goes back to what we were talking before. They need to know everything about the harbor. And they need extensive knowledge about it. So extensive is an adjective, and it's something that's extensive is very great in size, very great in degree, or it describes something that contains a lot of information or details. And that's more what we're talking about here. You need to have all of the information about that harbor stored right up here in your brain. Now, if you have extensive knowledge about something, you know a huge amount of information about this thing.
Yeah, and they need that to navigate.
Right.
Navigate is a verb that means to plan and direct the course a ship or a plane or any other kind of vehicle will take, especially by using maps and other sort of special instruments. Mm-hmm. Now, in the old days, people could navigate with the stars, but now they use a lot more modern technology.
That's
but things
right.
even like maps, compasses, and all that is still pretty important.
Right. Okay, so here's the kind of extensive knowledge they need to know. It says they must be in the know about how shallow waters, rocky areas, wind, and tides will affect ships. Okay, now there's a few things we need to look at in there, but I want to check out the phrase in the know, which is today's shortcut for you. So we'll take a quick break to find out about it.
Shortcut for you.
Let's see, I have all my notes here.
Hey, where are you going?
To a party.
A party? Can I go?
Sorry, no.
What? Why?
Well, did anyone tell you about it?
No, just you.
Right. That's because it's for people in the know.
In the know? What is that?
To be in the know means to have more information than other people do.
I get it. In the know is 知情知道内幕.
That's right. I'm in the know and you're not.
Hey, why are you in the know?
Because it's a surprise birthday, okay?
Really? Who was it for? I want to be in the know.
Who? Well, it's for you.
Oh.
Surprise!
What?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so they need to be in the know about rocky areas so the ships don't get holes in.
Right.
They need to know about how the winds will move things, whether the waters are deep or shallow.
Right.
And tides.
Right.
Now, tides, this is the regular movement of rising and falling water, and it happens twice each day in any particular area where the water is, especially next to the land.
Okay.
Now, if the tide is high, so we can say a high tide or a rising tide, or the tide is coming in, the water level is getting higher and so it will be deeper. If the tide is low tide or falling, or we can say the tide is going out, the opposite happens and the water gets more and more shallow.
Right.
Here's an example. The tide is going out so we can see more sand on the beach.
Okay.
The beach will look bigger, and when the tide comes in again, the beach will look smaller.
I have an interesting fact.
Go for it.
About the maritime provinces where I'm from. Both of the provinces, New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, have the highest tides in the world.
So the water level, like the difference between low and high is the greatest?
Is the greatest in the whole world.
Huh.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I always think of tides as just at the beach. At different times of the day, the water is either very high up or quite a long way down.
Right. It's actually, it's probably close to like a very, very large hill.
Mm.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's fun. It's fun to kind of go out and walk and then...
Much in water.
You need to get up there pretty quick at that point.
Yeah, in the old days, the ships would often wait for the tide so that the water would be deep enough for them to get out of the harbor over the shallow areas. Mm-hmm. So they'd have to say, we can't miss the tide.
Exactly.
Otherwise, they'll be stuck in the harbor and the water won't be deep enough for them to go out.
Right. Okay, so for maritime pilots, there's actually one more thing that's really important to be able to do this job well. Here it says, as pilots work closely with ship captains, it's important for them to have excellent communication skills. Now, this is really important, and we're going to find out why in a second. Let's take a quick break. In that sentence, we used the grammar pattern it with a be verb, like it is, and then we followed it with an adjective, such as it is important, it is hard, it is easy. We're doing that to introduce what it is. Now, that's why we use the pattern it's plus adjective plus to plus a verb. We can talk about a person in there too. We can say it's hard for Emily to, and then go on from there, but we don't need to say for Emily all the time. Now, the to plus a verb, to spell, to eat, to walk, that's an infinitive. And in this case, it acts as the noun and the subject in this sentence. So if you're saying that having good communication skills is important for maritime pilots, you can also say it's important for maritime pilots to have good communication skills. Here's another example. It's hard to say goodbye to friends you won't see for a while. That means saying goodbye to friends is hard.
Okay, so that introducing with the it, which I believe we sometimes call a dummy pronoun, we can also say this, make a sentence that means the same thing by using the gerund, which is the ing. So it is hard to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Saying goodbye is hard.
Exactly.
Means the same thing. One uses an infinitive and the other uses a gerund, but with the infinitive, you need that it dummy pronoun.
Right. Okay, so what these maritime pilots need is good communication skills. Now, communication is a noun. The way that people express themselves so that other people can understand them is one definition of communication. And another is the process of talking or speaking or writing with other people so that you can share your ideas, your information, or your feelings. Now, I have two example sentences for you here. I think Sherry would be a great manager. She has excellent communication skills. That means she can communicate very well.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the second example. Without a phone or computer, communication would be impossible for Tim. That means he has no way to talk or speak to other people.
Okay, so what we're saying is these pilots, they need to be able to communicate very well so that the people on the ship know exactly what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're talking to the people on land.
Right.
And I guess if you're the captain, you're giving this guy command of your ship.
It's not an easy
thing
to do.
You want a lot of trust between
you.
And so communication is important.
Right.
And one reason why it's also important is we see in the article, maritime pilots' mistakes can have huge environmental and economic costs.
Right.
So we use the word economic or economic, both are okay, to relate to the economy. So spending and saving money, how people manage their money, and so on. So a mistake with a high economic cost means something that costs a lot of money to fix.
That's right.
So in a ship crashes and there's oil that spills out, that's the environmental cost.
Right.
But economic costs, you've just lost a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of money to fix the ship, clean up the area.
Exactly.
Okay, here's another example for economic. The economic situation in the country is good, so there are a lot of jobs for people.
Okay, well, that's not the only thing that makes this job hard. Here it says, boarding a ship in rough seas and other dangerous conditions brings risks too. Okay, so think about it if there's a typhoon.
Oh, yeah.
And the waves are huge.
Big nighttime rainstorm.
Right, okay, so what happens here is the seas get very rough, and rough is an adjective, and we use it to describe the sea or weather. And we're saying that the weather is very bad, almost violent, because of strong winds, lightning, storms, all these things. Now, rough seas are seas where the water has huge waves and is not still. And they're very dangerous for ships and especially maritime pilots who have to go out in small
boats. Very small boats.
Right. Here's an example sentence. The canoe tipped over in the rough water and we fell out of the boat.
Okay. Mm. And as we see in the article, because of all this difficulty,
right.
Therefore there are only a few people in the world qualified to be maritime pilots.
That's right.
So this word qualified, if you're qualified for something, then you have a qualification. You've taken a course, you've passed some kind of assessment or exam that proves you have all the skills and knowledge to be something or to do something.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you could be a qualified teacher, you could be a qualified first aid instructor and therefore take care of people. Mm-hmm. Anything where you need some kind of certificate or you need to pass a test.
Some kind of schooling to
to make sure that you can do it.
Right. Now you have to be so qualified for this job that it is extremely hard to get this job. And that has to do with people in Taiwan as well. Here in the sentence it says, in fact, Taiwan itself only has roughly 100 pilots.
Okay, so really hard job, not many people can do it well.
Right.
And that's why the article finishes by saying, think about the amazing job maritime pilots do the next time you visit a port city.
Right.
Like Geelong, Kaohsiung, a lot of Taiwan is actually a port city.
Right.
Okay, well that brings us to the end of our article, so it's now time for our For You Chat question.
Okay.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back to For You Chat.
Mm-hmm.
We have a kind of an easy or an interesting question here to ask you today. What sort of job interests you the most and why?
Pirate? Is pirate a job?
Not a very
It's a way of life.
Safe one.
Okay, yeah. No. I would not actually like to be a pirate and have to do all the hard stuff and the killing people. That's not so much fun. I just want to dress up in the clothes.
Right.
Other jobs that interest me, I guess, professional fiction writer, so I can just write my stories and
be an author.
Yeah, be an author. That's the goal. How about you?
Ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to be an astronaut.
Ooh.
And even now, as an adult, I still think being an astronaut is probably the most interesting job out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just really like learning about space.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty cool job. I mean, any kind of science job and research job would interest me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Find some new stuff, try some new things, do some experiments in the lab. I thought that was what I was going to do with my life. Who knows why we ended up going in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's all the time we have. That's all our article about maritime pilots. Thanks for watching. For English For You, I'm Pat.
I'm Erin.
Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Maritime pilots, making the sea safer for ships. When you hear the word pilot, you might automatically think of airplanes. Some pilots work on ships, however. A maritime pilot guides ships through dangerous or busy waters or in and out of a city's port. It's one of the most important and most difficult jobs in the shipping industry. For this reason, becoming one takes years of training and experience. Pilots must know how to operate every kind of ship, especially giant cargo ships. Additionally, they need extensive knowledge of the waters they're navigating. They must be in the know about how shallow waters, rocky areas, wind, and tides will affect ships. As pilots work closely with ship captains, it's important for them to have excellent communication skills. A maritime pilot's mistakes can have huge environmental and economic costs. Boarding a ship in rough seas and other dangerous conditions brings risks too. Therefore,
There are only a few people in the world qualified to be maritime pilots. In fact, Taiwan itself only has roughly 100 pilots. Think about the amazing job maritime pilots do the next time you visit a port city.
Vocabulary Review.
Pilot. The pilot told everyone that soon they would arrive in Chicago. Automatically. These doors open automatically as soon as you get close to them. Tide. When the tide is low at the beach, the water moves farther out for a while. Communication. Years ago, communication was done over the phone, in letters, or in person. Economic. The president wants to improve the country's economic situation by cutting taxes. Rough. It was a rough flight. We passed close to a large storm.